Chapter 12. When the squawking of vultures roused him, Gorley's eyes fluttered open. He coughed, spat, and wiped the grit from the melted eyelets of his helmet. He rolled onto his back, wondering what was happening. A foul stench lingered in the air. He coughed again. Louder this time, scattering the vultures that had landed.
How long have I been out?
He remembered the dragons, the intense heat, the screams. He had channeled his powers, changed, and blacked out. Moments from his own flesh being charred to the bone. He pulled off the helmet he wore and studied the warped metal. The leather straps of his armor cracked and fell away. He peeled the remains of the metal from his stony skin and surveyed the area.
Oh, my!
The human camp was smoke and ash now. Piles of bones and armor. Crawling on hands and knees, he looked around. Every man was dead. No survivors. The human ranks of Barnabas were gone. So were the dragons, to his relief.
What happened?
He gasped.
Why did they do this?
He staggered to his feet and stumbled through the ash.
Why did they leave so suddenly? I couldn't have been out that long, could I?
Judging by the sun, it was nearing the end of the next day, or so he thought. But he wasn't sure. He broke off more of the stony cocoon that had formed over his skin, saving him from a certain end. Feeling weak and drained, he glanced at his pinkish skin.
I'll need something thicker than that.
He held his stomach and took a knee.
That dragon fire really sapped me.
With the ghost of a new instinct, born of playing Jason Hahn for months, his hand fell to his wrist and searched for his sword. He broke the brittle scabbard from the belt. The sword was gone.
Great, but when did I ever really need such a thing?
Forcing himself up to his feet, he made his way through the camp. It seemed the army had taken a turn away from the path Selene and Nath had followed. He checked the sky.
No dragons. Good.
Heavy in thought and trying to figure out what was going on, he headed down the path Nath had taken.
I don't know what's happened, but I hope I'm not too late to aid Nath Dragon.